There is more special English to come. First, a development report. Then the program Science in the News. We tell about a new American government report. It confirms that cigarette smoking is a serious health problem for women and girls. Special English features are on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special. American scientists are developing new vaccine medicines against foot and mouth disease. They hope to stop serious infections, like the one now affecting animals in Europe. Currently, foot and mouth disease vaccines are made from a virus that causes the disease. Such vaccines use a killed or weakened virus. However, experts say the current vaccines are difficult to use. They say such vaccines offer only short-term protection against foot and mouth disease. The United States Department of Agriculture is working to develop more powerful and longer-lasting vaccines. The department operates the Plum Island Animal Disease Center. It is near the coast of Long Island, New York. The center is the only American laboratory with enough security to safely study the virus.
Peter Mason directs the Foot and Mouth Disease Research Team at Plum Island. He says the team is using genetic engineering to develop several new kinds of vaccines. One new kind of vaccine uses genetic material from the virus. It is injected into the animal. The DNA molecules cause the animal to make proteins similar to those produced by the virus. This helps the animal to develop resistance to the disease. Another method involves pieces of genetic material from the foot and mouth disease virus. Scientists put this DNA material into other harmless viruses. When injected into a healthy animal, the changed viruses can cause resistance to fight foot and mouth and other diseases.
Mr. Mason says both experimental vaccines would be effective for controlling infections among large numbers of animals. He says the vaccines help build up natural resistance quickly and safely among animals near infected areas. The American scientist says tests with the new vaccines are hopeful. However, the vaccines probably will not be ready to be used for several years.
This Science in the News program was written and produced by George Grow with audio assistance from Dwayne Collins. This is Sarah Long.
And this is Bob Doty. Join us again next week for more news about science in special English on the Voice of America.